This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Liam and Dean, and we've been talking all things sci-fi and rubber because that's somehow the way the conversation's gone with the fabulous John Richard here in the studio from Splendid Chaps.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I was very excited to see that Splendid Chaps were still popping about and hadn't just ended your reign Doctor Who.
It was deliberately a one-year podcast, so 50th anniversary of Doctor Who.
It was one hell of a one-year podcast, though.
And there was one for each Doctor. That was the goal, and we did 23, which is mathematically not right.
Well, day maybe there'll be 23 Doctors, but you'll still keep on going.
We kept coming back to, sort of update. So this is our one to come back to update for the Capaldi era, because of course he wasn't a thing back in 2013.
No, he wasn't around at all at the time.
He was a pair of eyebrows.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We just saw his eyebrows. So for those of you that aren't as geeky as the two of us here, that could be you, Liam, I'm not sure. We're not talking about Eurovision, so it could be confusing.
I can also talk about Eurovision. That is the last time I saw Liam. Portugal.
Eating pastel de nata.
I know, it was lovely.
But we have, it's all very exciting because Jodie Whittaker makes her debut as the Doctor.
It's very exciting.
Next weekend, Monday here in Australia, Sunday in the UK.
Which apparently is a big thing. It's always been a Saturday night
show. It's always been a Saturday night show. So moving to Sunday, do we know why they did that?
One of the big things in England, Saturday night is a big night for telly in England. Here it's a dead night. It's all huge shows.
And Dancing with the Stars was getting in the way.
That sort of thing.
I thought you were nodding. I was being sarcastic.
No, it really was. It was really up against sort of those big kind of variety shows, and Doctor Who is of course a very expensive thing for the BBC, so I think that is one of the reasons they've moved it. What I heard was the ABC didn't know that, so they were presumably going to show it in that Sunday slot. They show it in, and then so it's going to that peak hour of 5:55 PM.
Well, it can't get in the way of Q&A, can it?
No.
Quite frankly, I mean, Monday night's pretty massive here, but yeah, it's all a bit exciting because we have our first female Doctor,
and they'll get the vote next. It's so exciting.
Maybe Brexit will be reversed. Who knows what's going to happen? Everything could change. I'm really curious because we often talk about pronouns here at Joy, whether we're going to go into an interesting space where the people will start talking about the Doctor as her, or now that we've had the Doctor as both genders, they'll start doing they. I'm just excited to see where this goes.
I think it's going to be, this is a female Doctor, so she'll be a she while she's a female Doctor, but then she'll be a male when she's a male Doctor.
Yeah,
like RuPaul.
I think it's going to be that thing where the Doctor will just be whatever gender the Doctor currently is.
I've been very excited because now that we've started to see, some of the mannerisms and things that Jodie is doing with the character, I'm just really excited to
see. The accent is great too.
It's really good.
She's going to be so much fun, and it's just so great to have finally that
female Doctor. Because I never thought it was going to happen. I actually remember I used to, on Sci-Fi and Screen, when it used to be here on Joy, I used to talk about the fact that for me, I'd be fine with a female Doctor, but when everyone kept screaming for it, it would just irritate me. Just let it be what it'll be. But I feel the exact same way now that the Doctor is a woman.
I feel we had reached a point though, and almost societally, that if this hadn't been a Doctor who was either female or of colour.
Well, we've done young, we've done old, we've done attractive, we've done eyebrows.
It would have felt really strange.
Doctor of colour would be great.
I believe we nearly had one of those generations ago.
If we had a Doctor of colour and a woman.
Well, that's the weird thing. Two people always go, you can have more than one. And that's the thing. Hopefully we will have more than one female Doctor.
Well, that's true. But you know what's doing my head in now is I've just thought of the actress that would be amazing, and she was in an episode, and I reckon if I describe it, you'll be able to say a woman of colour who would be fantastic as the Doctor. Remember the one about how there were the aliens from Mars? It was Peter Capaldi's era. There were double episode. They were under the Earth. And, oh my God, she's a famous English actor.
This is not narrowing it down.
It's driving me nuts. Oh, it'll come back to me. Yeah. I'll find it.
Well, you know who I think would make a great Doctor, meeting that criteria? Penny Wong.
I don't know if
she's Penny Wong your answer
to
for everything. I believe she can't become the Doctor because she's in the Senate. That's the way the ruling works.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, it's a legal thing.
So we want Tanya Plibersek
I want Tamsin Grieg. I've been pushing that for ages from
that
Black
would
Books.
Be good.
I think she would be an awesome Doctor.
That would be good. I mean, let's face it, there's a ton of amazing actresses. It must be awesome for Jodie to actually step into the role.
And it must be amazing. I mean, she was saying how when she knew she had the role, because there's always so much secrecy about this now, so she was using the code word Clooney. Whenever she had to talk to family members about, I've got the Clooney role, I'm playing Clooney, because that was kind of as big as this
Whoa. I mean, it is. Yeah. It's massive.
It's huge. It's a massive thing.
But let's not get distracted, because when we're diving back into the Splendor Chaps, who are amazing, and you guys are focusing on Capaldi.
So it's our Capaldi farewell.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan of Capaldi because...
Well, you were apparently one of the few.
I'm apparently one of the few. The return of a non-kissing doctor, because I grew up, the doctor was an asexual hero. I wrote an essay for a book, Queers Dig Time Lords, called The Heterosexual Agenda.
Book.
Oh, I'm in that. And I wrote this essay, which always got cut for being too negative. And I argued that when the series came back in 2005, by overtly addressing some queer issues and some queer characters, they pushed us to the edges of the story, and the heroes were always heterosexual. Whereas when I grew up, the whole point about Doctor Who was that no one had sexuality. No one had... The Doctor was not interested in women, and he was the only person on television who, like me, was not interested in getting on with a woman. And so to me, that was an amazing thing. And I interviewed Sylvester McCoy once, who was the last of the original Doctors, and he said that was the whole thing. The Doctor was a father figure. He would never have been a romantic figure. So for me, Capaldi returned to those days of a slightly grumpy man, and I'm now a slightly grumpy older man, and, you know, and I really like that. I enjoy
it. You feel like you're the same, but you don't play guitar the way that he does.
No, because I'm not having a midlife crisis.
That actually did irritate me about his doctor. It did drive me a little bit insane.
And that is the other thing. So this Sunday we're having our big Capaldi discussion. We always used to double a doctor and a theme. The theme we're looking at is music. Music in Doctor Who, we're looking at not like incidental music, not soundtrack music, but actually what's called diegetic music, or diabetic if you're a bad spell checker, like Ben has. And it's the music the characters can hear themselves. And so it's interesting that you have Capaldi played guitar. But even if you go back to Hartnell, the very first Doctor, a grumpy old man, he loved the Beatles.
Yeah.
Which at the time would have been quite counterculture. Yeah, because that character would have been expected to be, oh, turn that noise down. But the show has always been strangely positive towards music, whether it's that Britney Spears is considered a classic hymn in the far future.
I did enjoy that, yeah. Those little jokes.
And that sort of thing. It's always kind of embraced music. So we're looking at how it's been used on the show and what it tells us
about
time.
So I know you were talking about the Doctor now not being the irritation of, you know, the love story and the sexual
tension. Just for me, I'm just a grumpy old man.
I'm the same though. I've felt exactly the same way the whole time. We have just gotten a message in from Mick saying Frock Hudson for the Doctor. I don't think the costume department could handle it. But that was my one concern with the Doctor being a woman now, is I don't feel like we're going to step into an area, but it's this whole romanticised notion of a woman in power and a woman with knowledge. I hope we don't get bumped romance.
I kind of, in some ways, I would like to see someone like River Song return.
Oh, no, see, that I want. Because I want that kind of
narrative. I think that would work. I think if River Song shows up...
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
So then? River Song, was promoted as sort of a wife. It was a little bit ambiguous.
So I've seen the Amy Pond, Matt Smith era. A bit.
Yes.
So I know most of who the characters you're talking about.
And I think that'll be because River Song would see her go, you're the Doctor. Oh, okay. And then she'll flirt. And I think that'd be fun.
I would love to see that as well, quite frankly. She knows how to flirt.
She's very a very good flirter, flirt. Alex Kingston. Yeah.
So what was your high points of Capaldi?
The high point is actually the first series, which is the one that everyone seems to hate, which I think is brilliant. I think it's the only time Doctor Who's ever embraced an actual theme, which was... The Doctor asks in the first episode, am I a good man? And the whole series is basically about the characters determining whether or not they are good. And that is a lot deeper than Doctor Who has ever done. And the very final episode, not too many spoilers, comes down to one singular decision in which the villain wants the Doctor to admit that he's as bad as she is. And I love that's the whole series dovetails down to that one moment.
And it's so good.
And some of the episodes in that too, also with the Capaldi era, even when it failed, it did some very... interesting experiments. There's an episode which has only Peter Capaldi in it for the whole episode.
I hate that episode too,
but it's a really interesting idea. There's one that's done as found footage. Again, doesn't work, but it's a really good idea. There's a whole bunch of really great experiments with form, which for a show that's been going for more than 50 years, should be happening more often than it does. So it was nice to see a show embrace that.
Well, do you know what I'm excited about? Because we have a whole new producer. Thank God, no more Moffat. Thank God, no more Moffat.
Many good things.
He did many good things.
He also did many bad things.
He just would tie himself in knots. But I'm very excited to see everything. I love when we get a new producer involved. There's a new look, there's a new feel, there's a new style, there's a new rhythm. It's going
to
be great.
If you look back to the original Doctor Who, so many things changed in the period from 63 to 89 it was on air. Even things like, it went to colour. Picture quality improved by about twice as much in the 60s, even when it was black and white. All these things changed how television looked and the show changed with them.
Yeah.
With the new series since 2005, it's been fairly stayed in a lot of a way that it hasn't been in the past. So, in fact, we've got a new... new incidental music. You know, we've got everything is
we
changing.
We get to see a whole new Tardis.
And that will be quite exciting.
Absolutely. But we want to obviously do a massive shout out because this Sunday you can come and hang with the Splendid Chaps and witness their podcast recording, which is so much more fun. I mean, listening to it is awesome.
Nerdy Tonight Show, we were called by the Sydney Morning Herald. I think it was.
That's
I love that.
Very good. That's a very apt description, quite frankly. It's happening this Sunday from 4 to 7.30 at Storyville in Lonsdale Street. Tickets are only $15. We're going to put the link to this up on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page. But if you just go to Facebook and type in Splendid Chaps,
there's a website.
What's the website? Do you know it?
Oh, no.
There you go. See, it's
SplendidChaps.com. SplendidChaps.com.
And there you can get your tickets. Go join. They're so much fun. Also, download the rest of their podcast. They're absolutely fantastic.
Ben did text, we're nearly sold out. So please do
buy the tickets, listen to the podcast, stand out the front with your TARDIS paraphernalia and just wave at them because why the hell wouldn't you? And this is also a great opportunity to do another nerdy shout out because also that's on Sunday, but this Saturday you can listen here on Joy to the team from Geeks Out because they're having Jodie Whittaker as a guest.
How exciting!
Doctor Who is joining them for an exclusive interview on the show. That's 4 to 5 on the Geeks Out this Saturday.
Have you seen what she wears in real life? I know that's shallow, but amazing.
I know.
Her outfits are amazing. Interviews. She has so many incredible clothes.
I love it so much. All right, everyone, join me and find out right now. John, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a hoot. You're on Mad Wednesday with Liam and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.